USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The top GOP House member says an investigation into Attorney General Merrick Garland will happen if Republicans take control of the House in the midterms. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy made that pledge on Monday, hours after former President Donald Trump confirmed FBI agents raided his home at the Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. And some arrests have been made in Albuquerque.
Police in Albuquerque are announcing an arrest in connection with a string of murders that have rocked the Muslim community.
We arrested 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed and charged him for the murder of two Muslim men in our community.
That's Police Chief Harold Medina. The two murders remain under investigation, and detectives will continue to work with the district attorney's office on potential charges for those. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The White House says President Biden was not involved in the decision to raid former President Trump's Florida home. Numerous Republicans have accused the White House of weaponizing the Justice Department to target Mr. Biden's political rival. But at Tuesday's White House briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden learned about the raid through news reports.
The president was not briefed, was not aware of it, no. No one at the White House was given a heads up, no, that did not happen.
New legislation in the state of Massachusetts aims to increase health care access to people for reproductive and gender-affirming services. It incorporates many measures that were first laid out in an executive order issued by Governor Charlie Baker in the hours after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
We want to make sure that we have the resources and the framework legally and clinically that will make it possible for them to access those services.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Ukraine wants the West to ban all Russian travelers. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is hoping to push Western leaders to put more pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a Washington Post interview published Monday, Zelensky argued that the current sanctions on Russia are weak and said a travel ban and the total embargo on Russian energy would send a powerful message. A man who attacked Dave Chappelle is trying to get out of jail. Isaiah Lee faces misdemeanor battery charges for tackling Chappelle during a comedy show at the Hollywood Bowl in L.A. back in May. He says he was triggered by the comedian's jokes about homelessness and the LGBTQ community. He's now in jail, but his attorneys are trying to get him into a mental health program. California's mental health diversion allows a person charged with a crime to go through mental health treatment programs such as counseling. One of the greatest athletes of all time, Serena Williams, is getting to evolve away from the tennis court. In an essay published by Vogue and on her social media, she said she doesn't particularly like to think about her legacy, but 15-year-old Kyler Swiatkowska says she did a lot for the game of tennis.
She inspired so many people as a black woman and as somebody who came from a poor neighborhood. She inspired so many younger players like Osaka now, and she's going to be remembered for a lot.
She's scheduled to compete in the last Grand Slam of the year, the U.S. Open in Queens, at the end of this month. This is USA Radio News.